I think the defense was pretty consistent all the way through, which is, you know, has been a step up for the last couple of weeks, just, you know, applying that pressure. It was really the first half. Tommy Garlett was great in the first half, and they were weathering that storm and making some buckets. And look, I was pretty pleased of how everyone was active and, you know, really caused them a lot of problems. And I'm amazed that we only got four steals, but I think that's a stat problem there. I think Damo had three steals in a row in the third quarter.
The man sitting to your left, how do you assess his output tonight?
Well, he was almost coming off at the start of the game, and then he got going. So when he's aggressive, he's active defensively, you know, he plays that level. He's a very, very good player, and that's the consistency factor. We've got to get Casey too. That's the standard now. You know, and when him and Damo are putting pressure on in the backcourt, it's, you know, it's infectious for the rest of the group. And they did fantastic. Casey was great in the open court, and we did a really good job of getting the ball at the right spots.
Do you think Casey's outside shot has come a long way, or is it purely he's playing with more confidence? How do you do it?
Yeah, well, look, he's doing the hard work of practice. You know, he's not sitting back. He's getting the shots up, rep, and you know, really what we said when Casey got here is your shooting action's fine. It's just having the confidence, and being a great shooter is a labour-intensive exercise. You know, you don't just wake up and can shoot the ball. It's, you have to work at it every single day, and so we're getting him on the track there.
Casey, do you feel that that's something you've really been able to develop since you've been here?
Oh yeah, definitely. The coaching staff done a great job, you know, just helping me, you know, with my shooting mechanics and just getting more reps up, like Coach said. And you know, I'm just trying to be more aggressive and taking open shots.
Do you feel more confident now that what exactly have you sort of tinkered in that mechanic? Has it been a big change or not?
No change at all. Really, just you know, more of getting a lot of reps up.
And you feel a lot more confident with it now?
Oh yeah, situation? Yeah, definitely. You know, I still have a lot of work to do. You know, and that's the great thing about, you know, basketball is, you know, having a chance to get better at it. So, you know, I'm just going to put all the work I can in.
Do you feel sometimes when Trev's getting on you in terms of needing to find that consistency, needing to find that aggressiveness when you're handling?
Well, yeah, he challenged me. So, you know, I want to step up to the challenge. You know, anytime someone challenges you, it determines what kind of person you are. You can either sit back and soak about it, or you can rise to the challenge.
Trev, in terms of the on-court stuff for Childress, first of all, how happy were you with the way that you guys got it?
Well, really good by looking at that line, but, you know, we're not looking on a one-on-one battle. We were more concerned of what we were doing defensively, how we were executing offensively, and you know, we weren't really looking at those battles.
Did the crowd... yesterday, the crowd will be on it. Did they give you what you expected in terms of that?
Well, they did, and then they jumped on Tommy Garlop. They didn't change the way, but, you know, it's great to have, you know, 12,000 at the... We haven't played here for a month. It's just great to be back. We get a chance to sleep in our own beds and relax and enjoy it, and to come out here and you got the Red Army supporting you, and then Casey gets a dunk in the open court. It's a great atmosphere, and you know, it's you know, it's fantastic to be back home.
How much offensive improvement do you guys still have left? That's insane work. How satisfied are you with that offensive show tonight?
I must believe with the set. I think as the game went on, we got better. You know, we were pretty slow, a bit of a hangover, I guess, at the start of the game that we haven't played for what, 9 or 10 days. So. But as the game got better, we improved our execution. Our passing was sharper in the second half than the first half, and our rhythm was a lot better in the second half. So we'll improve on that again.
How big a relief to get a win after 3 months?
Yeah. It's been a long period of time. So, look, the guys have been working really hard, so I'm really happy and proud for the guys tonight, because they've been doing the hard yards at practice. And look, it was a tough game at the half time, then halfway through the third we got to that 10 point, and then we actually stepped it up and kind of broke them, so that was a pleasing that we didn't take the foot off the throat.
And you were dominating rebounds up to three-quarter time too without
Maddie
Knight, so
yeah, well, there's a lot on offer when Maddie's not there, so Maddie usually vacuums all those up. But probably could have hit the offensive glass a little bit more, but I was happy with one shot, and our defensive rebound has been pretty poor lately, and that was a good part.
Important stretch now with home games the next few weeks.
Yeah, well, look, we've got playoff teams coming up, so we can't, you know, we've got to improve. We want to keep getting better and keep developing and playing Wildcats basketball. And I think tonight was a great first step, and we'll have another hard game next week and, you know, it'll toughen us up. We need to be toughened up for the finals, and it's a great preparation for us.
And getting back and playing that Wildcats basketball was easier in front of this crowd.
It was easy when we started sharing the ball, playing the right way, you know, unselfish, you know, sacrificing yourself for the team and playing relentless on the defensive end. That's Wildcat basketball, and the second half is much better than the first, and we just got to improve on that.
Check your focus teams pretty quickly now to the Hawks on Thursday. A word on them, do you see them as the best team in it right now? How have you assessed their recent
match? Well, I think Melbourne are on top, aren't they? Yeah, so they're super talented. They've got two MVPs, and Ogilvie's been great, and they've got role players that are playing their positions, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a good battle, really good battle.